It's machlekes atanoim that how many times one has to do something in order to create a chazaka. Either two times or three times. So we're getting nervous because Baruch Hashem is already the second year in a row that we're having a Matzah Yom Kippur Kol. So according to some, we may have created a chazak already. So please now that will hopefully continue for many, many years to come. In the last year when we began learning the Matzah Yom Kippur, so it was really the kickoff of the learning of Masech HaSukkah. So I felt I had a whole, you know, whatever I wanted to talk about at Sukkah, I was pretty much had a free hand. Now Baruch Hashem, I have a very good problem. The problem is many of the guys have been learning Sukkah the entire year. And what am I going to say? No, that you know, I have to say something, some kind of a chiddush in terms of a sukkah. So I decided I would talk about a sugya that appears in Masech HaSukkah, and I chose this particular sugya for two reasons. So first of all, because it's a continuation, believe it or not, of last night's drasha. It's already, you have to figure out how to make a continuation from Kol Nidre drasha into the first year of HaSukkah. We'll try to pull that off. And second of all, this particular shiur I know that I did not give during the course of the year Masech HaSukkah, because I remember exactly, I had planned on giving it, I was supposed to give it on Sukkah Daf Tes, and unfortunately Sukkah Daf Tes, I ended up staying with my father in the hospital that particular Friday night. So I remember I did not give the shiur. I think Yossi, if I'm not mistaken, gave the shiur. I don't know what he spoke about. Whatever he spoke about, I'm going to talk about something. So what I want to talk about is really a sukkah that appears in Sukkah Daf Tes, and it's really the natural continuation we spoke about last night. So those who weren't with us last night, so we spoke in more in Drush, about when a person brings a korban, so one of the things a person has to be careful about is that shouldn't be a mitzvah babi aveira. Sometimes we think we're doing the greatest mitzvahs in the world, and our intentions are supposedly pure, but in the process we're hurting people, we're stealing from people, we're stepping on people's toes. Sometimes we can think we're doing a great mitzvah, and yet we end up doing more harm than good. So that was the drush part, that was the musa part of mitzvah babi aveira. So now we'll begin the halacha part of mitzvah babi aveira, and the sugya really revolves around the following question. What's the halacha of a stolen sukkah? What's it then if a person takes chach from somebody else, a person takes walls, takes part of a sukkah, doesn't belong to him? What's the din? Is a sukkah gezula ksheira or is a sukkah gezula psula? So the Gemara tells us in the Tetzam and Aleph that a sukkah gezula is psula. Why? Because there is a gezula. Chag a sukkah is tasa lecha, shivas yamim. Lecha lemait is a gezula. If you steal chach, you try to put it up for a sukkah, so the sukkah is not going to be ksheira. There are some details in terms of Vuchas Gezel about that. When you steal schach, you put it off the schach, maybe it becomes yours, the rachshin, okay, those are leaving out the Baba Kama part of the sugya right now. But the ikaron, the aloch, is that a stolen sugya is not acceptable. And the Gemara needs a special gzeres hakosav to teach us this. And this is really what gets the ball rolling. Well, the Rishonim are bothered. What do you need a pasuk to tell me that a stolen sugya is no good? We know a stolen sukkah is no good. It's a mitzvah of Yaveir. We had a drasha last night. Any mitzvah that you do, if you steal an object and you use it to bring a korban, the korban's not kosher. You steal a lulav and you try to shake lulav with it, the lulav's not kosher. That's a din klali. That's a din that permeates kol ha'tara kula. That's cool. Mitzvah of Yaveir. If that's the case, that there is such a thing as a psula, mitzvah of Yaveir, so why does the Gemara need a pasuk, Gzeiras HaKosov, to disqualify stolen sukkah? That's the question everybody's bothered with. So comes Tosfos and Naftes and Masechet Sukkah and throws the hands up. And Tosfos says, Mitaychom Rakusha, Mitzvah Babi Aveira, the whole institution of Mitzvah Babi Aveira is only Midrabanan. That it's not really a psul min HaTorah. The min HaTorah would have been kosher. Min HaTorah we could have conceived with the stolen sukkah. Min HaTorah possibly it would have been kosher. But because the whole psul of Mitzvah Babi Aveira is only Midrabanan. Kamash belong the pasuk. No, chagasukas tasa lecha lemaita zegazula. That's how Tosfos learns the shachmatai in the Gemara. So we have to stop with Tosfos for a second. Did Tosfos just say what we thought they said? Tosfos didn't hear the drasha last night. Last night we said mitzvah babi aveira, apostles mitzvahs. It's no good. It's no good. It's no good. Tosfos just said in one fell swoop that mitzvah babi aveira is only midrabanan. Are you talking the workers there? So the truth is, if you look carefully at the sugya in Masechet Sukkah a little bit later on, the end of the third parak, where the Gemara introduces the principle of mitzvah babi aveira, so you'll notice that the principle of mitzvah babi aveira primarily is found in the realm of karbanos. That's the ikar sugya, that's the ikar posuk of mitzvah babi aveira, is in the realm of karbanos. So perhaps what Tosfos means to say is as follows, that in Ochirami, if you bring a korban from something that's posul, from something that's gozel, that's a mitzvah babi aveira. But other mitzvahs, lower level mitzvahs, asukkah, what's alulah, other mitzvahs that are not korbanos, maybe the din of mitzvah over there is only when you bring a korban, you're trying to come close to Ribbono Shel Olam, trying to bring a korban, and you can bring a korban from a davar hagolas, well, that's a disaster. Asukkah, tefillin, shofar, other lower level mitzvahs, not quite a korban in the base of mikdash, maybe there's no psula mitzvah over there on the level of the arise. So maybe we can understand Tosfos. But akoponim, this shtickle Torah that Tosfos says that mitzvah of Aveira is only midrabanan. This is a very, very big chiddush. Many Rishonim don't accept this. Many of the Rishonim, Tosfos themselves, don't accept it later on. Tosfos later on in Masechah Sukkah clearly disagrees. Tosfos clearly had two opinions about this, that it's quite possible that mitzvah of Aveira is really an absolute psul d'araisa. If that's the case, that mitzvah of Aveira is a real psul d'araisa, so we're back to square one. Why is it that a sukkah gezula you need a special pasuk for? Why does the Torah have to go out of its way to tell me that a sukkah gezula is psula? Typically, it's a mitzvah b'aveira. What happened to mitzvah b'aveira? Don't just tell me, mitzvah b'aveira, that's only drabanan. It's not the pashtus. Pashtus is mitzvah b'aveira is a psul d'araisa. So why is it that you need a special pasuk to disqualify sukkah? So there's a very, very famous answer that's given to this kasha, which really is going to be the bulk of it. We're going to try to talk a little bit tonight, try to develop the yisod in terms of halacha sukkah, in terms of other areas of halacha as well. That's the yisod of the Minchas Chinuch. Famous yisod from the Minchas Chinuch. Says the Minchas Chinuch, we know that there are fundamentally two different types of mitzvahs in the Torah. There are some mitzvahs that, if you don't do the particular mitzvah, so you're considered to be a mevatel, it's a mitzvah. Let's say a moshel. Torah says, there's a mitzvah to blow shofar in Rosh Hashanah. It's not an optional mitzvah. If you're in the mood, so you blow shofar. If you're not in the mood, you don't blow shofar. The Torah says, Yom Tru Yelachem. A person who blows shofar gets a mitzvah. A person who doesn't hear the shofar is mevatel as a mitzvah. Well, let's say the Torah says, Be'erv Tech L'matzes. You have to eat matzah by the Seder. So it's not an optional mitzvah. If a person eats the matzah, he's mekayim the mitzvah. If a person doesn't eat the matzah, he's considered to be mevatel as a mitzvah. There are many, many mitzvahs like that. Perhaps most mitzvahs asay are such. But every once in a while, you run into another kind of a mitzvah asay, which is a very funny type of a mitzvah asay. And that's a mitzvah of sukkah. What's so funny, what's so strange about the mitzvah of sukkah? It's the third day Chol HaMoed, and a person doesn't eat in the sukkah. Was he mevatel as a mitzvah? Not necessarily. It depends. Did he eat something that was chayiv in the sukkah, or did he eat something that wasn't chayiv in the sukkah? So the Torah says, "Basukos teishvu shivas yomim." Teishvu, the Torah Shabbat tells us, Halacha Moshe Messina explains to us that teishvu ke'ein taduru. That the mitzvah is not to sit in the sukkah. The mitzvah is to live in the sukkah. The word yeshiva in the context of sukkah means dira. You have to live in the sukkah. What's considered to be living in the sukkah? So you have to do all those activities that you usually do in your own home, you have to do them in the sukkah. What are the two basic activities that make up a home? If you think about it, why does a person build a house? They build a house. Why does everyone live in the street, live in the park? A lot of people spend a lot of time in the park. What do you need? Live in the park. What do you need a house for? So the answer is you need a house for fundamentally two things. You need a house to sleep. People don't want to sleep in the park. And you need a house to sit down and have a meal, to sit down and eat. But you can eat in the park also. You can eat in the street. So basically, that's what a person uses a house for. Think about it. Most of the time, a person's in work. Most times, guy's in the basement, guy's in the shiva. What is it you come home for? So a person comes home. He comes home to go to sleep. And he comes home to eat his meals. That's pretty much what makes up a house. So comes the Torah and says, "Basukos teish v'shivas yomim." Those acts of dira that a person usually associates with his house, that has to be done in the sukkah. What if a person chooses not to do an act of dira for that particular day? What if a person chooses not to go to sleep that night? He's going to sit and learn mishpah the whole night. What if a person chooses not to eat that day? Or if he eats those kinds of foods which are not really considered to be foods of dira. The only foods of dira are foods of keva, bread, mezainas, real foods that you sit down, you actually have a meal from. A guy grabs an apple, grabs a juice, grabs an ice cream or something on the street. That's not considered to be an act of dira. So then the Mishnah says, you don't have to do that in the sukkah. Because the Torah doesn't say, Basukah's tochu shivas yamim. It's not a mitzvah sachil in the sukkah. It's a mitzvah dira in the sukkah. So only those activities of dira, namely an achilas kevah, a shein, have to be done in the sukkah. So you have a very, very strange phenomenon about the mitzvah of sukkah. If a person chooses not to do an act of dira for the whole day of Chol HaMoed, so that's fine. He wants to go to Hershey Park early in the morning, and he'll eat an apple on the way, and he'll have a lot of chocolate when he gets there, and he won't go to sleep. He won't do any act of dira. Because one day, what did he do? What did he do wrong? He didn't do anything wrong. Was he mevatlas a mitzvah? No, he wasn't mevatlas a mitzvah. Was he mekayim the mitzvah of sukkah? No, he wasn't mekayim the mitzvah of sukkah either. So he wasn't mevatlas the mitzvah, and he wasn't mekayim the mitzvah. So he breaks even. Okay, not bad. After Yom Kippur, at least he's on a clean slate. He has nothing to show. He has no mitzvahs to show, no averus to show. So he breaks even. So again, certain kinds of mitzvahs, many mitzvahs, so it's not a choice. Any mitzvah, see, either Mekayim or Yimavatel. There is no in between. If you heard the Shofar Mekayim, you didn't hear the Shofar Yimavatel. Sukkah is a strange mitzvah that you have the possibility to be Mekayim, the mitzvah Sukkah. You have the possibility to be Mevatel, the mitzvah Sukkah. Namely, if you did a Ma'aseh Dira outside of a Sukkah, that's a bitul mitzvah. And if you did nothing, if you didn't, not in a Sukkah, not in a Sukkah, because I didn't do a Ma'aseh Dira altogether, so I'm not a Mekayim, and I'm a Mevatel, I'm nothing, I'm a neutral, I'm zero. So says the Minchas Chinuch, the idea of mitzvah babi avera. What does a mitzvah babi avera mean? Mitzvah babi avera means I'm trying to do a mitzvah, but in the process of doing the mitzvah to enable me to do the mitzvah, I did an avera. So comes the halacha and says, whenever you do a mitzvah babi avera, we can't give you credit for that mitzvah. We can't count it as if you did the mitzvah. What do you mean you were mekayim the mitzvah? You were mekayim the mitzvah on somebody else's stolen property. That's not a kiyum mitzvah. So says the Minchas Chinuch, mitzvah babi avera is mafkia the kiyum hamitzvah from the person. Now, from 99% of the time, if you're mafkia the kiyum hamitzvah from the person, that's tantamount to be mevatlas a mitzvah. Let's say you have a person, if you're going to lose the kiyum of tkiyah shofar, if I don't have the kiyum of tkiyah shofar, that's tantamount to not having blown the shofar. If I didn't blow the shofar, I was mevatlas the mitzvah shofar. Well, let's say matzah. If we're going to cancel, we're going to revoke your mitzvah, we're going to declare mitzvah babi avera, and therefore you didn't fulfill the mitzvah of matzah, but you didn't fulfill the mitzvah of matzah, so mail if you weren't mekayim matzah, it turns out that you were mevatel mitzvah matzah, because there's no in-between ground, there is no middle ground. It's either or. So 99% of the time, if mitzvah babi avera is going to kick in, it's going to be going to revoke your kima mitzvah, so mail you're going to be in the state of being a mevatel mitzvah.
The time where you're about to the mitzvah doesn't occur until the night has passed when you finish. So even if you took matzah and it was matzah gzula, you weren't about to the mitzvah at that moment.
No.
You're not about to the mitzvah until 4 hours.
No, no. If you choose to eat kosher matzah in an hour from now, non-stil matzah, then you'd be okay. Right. But if the whole night went by and you didn't eat matzah, then you
gloim. So doesn't that flood up the idea?
No. The Chazal is just saying that is that we're going to declare the din mitzvah declares that this particular kibbutz mitzvah is nishkin kibbutz mitzvah. So now it's like you didn't eat matzah yet. So you're right. It's 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock. You have a whole night to do it. Whatever the cutoff is. But once the sofa's man comes in and didn't do it, then he gloim so that I wasn't yotzei the mitzvah. But says the Chas Chinuch, when it comes to mitzvah babi avera, I'm sorry, when it comes to mitzvah v'shiva b'sukkah, so let's analyze it very, very carefully. When it comes to mitzvah v'shiva b'sukkah, so we're going to declare that the person did not fulfill the mitzvah of sukkah. That's what mitzvah avera means. Mitzvah avera attacks the kiyum ha-mitzvah, attacks the gavra and says, you as a gavra can't fulfill your kiyum ha-mitzvah with a mitzvah babi avera. So it's the third day of Chol HaMoed, and the guy's sitting in the stolen sukkah, so the halacha declares, you are not mekayim the mitzvah sukkah. So the guy turns around, the guy's a real lamda, and he says, okay, I wasn't mekayim the mitzvah sukkah. So what? Can you say that I ate out of the sukkah? What do you mean I ate out of the sukkah? The sukkah is not a possible sukkah. The chavetz of the sukkah is not possible. It's a kosher sukkah. There's nothing wrong with the chavetz of the sukkah. The chisaron, the limitation, the mitzvah of aver is that I personally, as an individual, as a gavra, I wasn't yaitzei the mitzvah. But the sukkah mitzvah sukkah is a perfectly kosher sukkah.
Is there a prayer if the guy says it's your sukkah and he just gives it to him?
You mean before or after?
No, when you made that statement, you said.
Okay. We're going to get to you. You're ready 10 steps ahead. Okay, we'll get to you. So it says Mechaz Chinuch, the whole Yisoyin of Mitzvah B'Avera doesn't disqualify the Cheftza. It only attacks the Mitzvah Sagavra. If so, by Sukkah, so we'll say to the person who's going to say to us, good, I didn't fulfill the Mitzvah Sukkah. Big deal. So I ate bread without fulfilling the Mitzvah Sukkah. But you can't tell me I'm in Mavatel Sukkah. You can't tell me that I ate in the house. I didn't eat in the house. I ate in a kosher sukkah. I'm not going to get schar for that mitzvah. Okay, I won't get schar for the mitzvah. But I didn't eat in the house. It's not the same as eating in the house. So lo yitzuya, that the only reason why we would have disqualified a sukkah gezula would have only been based on mitzvah of yaveira, we could have snuck in, says the Mechas Chinuch, and said that it's not really possible. I wasn't mekayem the mitzvah, but it's not so bad. It's nowhere near as bad as eating in a pasul sukkah or eating in the house. So comes the Mechas Chinuch and says, that's the kamash part of the Gemara. That's why the Gemara needs a pasul. That's why the Teshuvah has to give us a special din that a sukkah gezula is a psul hachefza. That a sukkah gezula is a pasul sukkah. It's like building a sukkah inside the house. It's like a sukkah under a tree. It's like a sukkah with a metal schach. It's a psul hachefza. It's a psul haguf. The chefza, the sukkah is nishkin sukkah. Sukkah gezula is not called a kosher sukkah. And it's mamish like eating in the house. So that. So that's the Shachmatah and the Mechas Chinuch. So unbelievable Chiddush, says the Mechas Chinuch. The reason why Mitzvah of Yaveir doesn't appear in the Gemara vis-a-vis Hilchos Sukkah is because it doesn't make any sense vis-a-vis Hilchos Sukkah. Because in Hilchos Sukkah, we could never have declared that that's called eating an apostle Sukkah. All we would have said is that it's like eating potatoes outside the Sukkah. It's like eating chocolate outside the Sukkah. It's not a plus, not a net, not a minus. It's a nothing, it's a zero. Kamash Malan, the Gzeras HaKos with the Sukkah is Mamash Pesula. So Michael points out correctly that this Yisoid of the Mechas Chinuch only makes sense after the first night of Sukkot. That which we said that Sukkah is that funny kind of a mitzvah that you're not really mechuyev to do. It means you can't eat outside the Sukkah, but if you choose not to eat anything that's halachically binding in the Sukkah, then you're okay. So that's only true after the first night. On the first night of Sukkot, so the mitzvah of Sukkah takes on the characteristics of matzah. Because after all, the whole makor for the mitzvah of eating on the first night is tachal learned out from matzah. That's a famous gemara in Sukkot Dav Chav Zayin that I think Bitaka did give Shimon a few months later. So the Torah says, Erev Tachlu Matzos, there's a mitzvah d'araisa eating the matzah the first night of Pesach. And we learn how to examine Shava, Chamisha Asar. Just as on the first night of Pesach, there's a chiyuv to eat matzah, on the first night of Sukkot, there's a chiyuv to eat in the Sukkah. That chiyuv to eat in the Sukkah on the first night, whether it's a mitzvah zachila, mitzvah yeshiva, whether it's kezayis, a gebeitza, with rain, without rain, that's all the razzle dazzle on the matachlis. It's a chiyuv. Everybody agrees it's a chayva. A person cannot take the attitude the first night. I'm not gonna eat the sukkah. It's like any other dechalavoy. No, the first night is b'teres chiyuv. So the first night, if a person eats in a mitzvah of yaveira, he doesn't get credit for the mitzvah. And the mail is called the bitul mitzvah. So you're right. We concede to that. Mechas Chinuch says on the first night of sukkah, mitzvah of yaveira would do the trick. That would be enough to disqualify the sukkah. I need the pasuk for the duration of sukkahs. So this is the shikotah of Mechas Chinuch. So it's a beautiful lomdish of word from Mechas Chinuch. It's predicated on the two most fundamental terms of lomdish that we like to use, gavron chavtza, mitzvah b'beveir is a din in the gavron, sukkah gzul is a din in the chavtza, gavaldik. Notwithstanding this chiddush gadol of Mechas Chinuch, everybody at all ends of the equation attacked Mechas Chinuch from all sides. All the later achrayim, the gedolei, Rosh Yeshivas, all shir klolis against this Mechas Chinuch. What's wrong? What's the problem with Mechas Chinuch? So it depends which angle you want to attack the Mechas Chinuch from. So we'll take a little trip through the yeshivas of Eastern Europe, see how everybody had what to say about this Mechas Chinuch. Mechas Chinuch was only written in the 1800s, it wasn't that much time, but the last 100 years or so, it became a very, very popular sefer. You know, if you look, it's interesting, Reb Chaim. So Reb Chaim doesn't quote too many achrayim, very, very few achrayim does Reb Chaim quote. One of the achrayim Reb Chaim quotes is the Mechas Chinuch. So he liked the Mechas Chinuch. The Mishnah Berurah has a... The one place that I know of the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Mechas Chinuch. They were written at the same time, they were contemporaries. So it happens to be a Mishnah Berurah that was relevant for last night. It was relevant for last night's announcement. When we announced before Ma'ariv that the Poskim point out you should have in mind to be Yetzi Kiddush on Friday night when Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos. So the Poskim say you should have in mind when you have in mind to be Yetzi Kiddush. Those who didn't hear the announcement weren't in Shul, don't worry. The Pashtus is that you Yetzi even without having the Kavanah. It's understood you're having Kavanah. From the person Davin's mind, he's having Kavanah, whatever the Rebbe wants him to do, that's what else is your Kavanah in Yom Kippur. So, of course, he's having Kavanah, let's say. So, some Achranim have a Kapedi, he should make a formal announcement. They should officially say, Hini Mechum Zuman, that the person is being Yoytzi the Mitzvah of Kiddush. They always have reservations about the announcement, because, if you look up some. So the Gemara doesn't say it. The Rambam also had Yom Kippur Shechal Shabbos. The Shulchan Aruch also had. The Rambam also had. The Magen Avraham also had. Yom Kippur Shechal Shabbos didn't start 20 years ago. It's been going on for thousands of years. And so we don't find the favors that anybody, any Rishon ever made such an announcement. So in the last couple of years, last couple of generations, so some Achvarim came up with this idea that you should be Zaris the Oilam, you should tell him this. So I remember one year when there was Yom Kippur Chas B'Shabbos, and I used to daven in a yeshiva in Tells in Riverdale. So there was a big sign on the door right when you walk in: Tzarech Lechaven B'Shas Tfilas Ma'ariv Lechavel Lekayim Mitzvah Sishal Zochus B'Shabbos Akachu. And then it was 2-3 years later. There was another Yom Kippur Chas B'Shabbos, and the sign wasn't there. So I was trying to figure out whether there was a lumdus that they took the sign down because they thought it was a big joke, or just they forgot to put up the sign. So I wasn't sure what the lumdus was. I stopped davening in the last 15-20 years or so. So I'm not sure what they did last night. So in Asher, we announced that you have nothing to lose by announcement. You don't lose anything with announcement. But the Minchas Chinuch in Siman Reish Ayin Aleph, so the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Reish Ayin Aleph, when he speaks about the Shalom on a regular Friday night, whether a person can be Yotzei with the Ma'ariv, so the Mishnah Berurah has two tainas. How can it be Yotzei Kiddush with Ma'ariv? So first of all, I think I wrote this up in Aliyah L'Regel, no? Didn't write this up? Who's in charge of Aliyah L'Regel? Who read my article? Nobody read it. Did I write it? I thought I wrote it. Okay, I thought so. I knew it sounded familiar. Okay. So, this wasn't a test. This wasn't extra credit. So the Mishnah Berurah has two tainas. How can it be Yotzei Kiddush with Davening Ma'ariv on a Friday night? So Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavana. And how can it be Yotzei, you don't mention Yetzias Mitzrayim. So you're supposed to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim in Kiddush. So both of those tainas don't apply for Yom Kippur, because we do mention Yetzias Mitzrayim in Davening and Yom Kippur, in Batit and Lanu. And if you announce that Kavanas, then everyone's having Kavana. So the Mishnah Berurah has a whole attack against those poskim who say there could be Yotzei Kiddush, which is Davening Ma'ariv. What happened to Yetzias Mitzrayim? So then the Mishnah Berurah writes, the Higil Yodi Sefer Chadash, a new Sefer, it was just hot off the presses, just arrived, and I read, and Baruch Hashem, I was Mechavin to this question. What was the Sefer Chadash? He says, a brand new Sefer, Minchas Chinuch. Mamash a hot new Sefer, in the end of the 1800s, the Sefer Minchas Chinuch. So the Mishnah Berurah and the Minchas Chinuch were Mechavin to the same Kash. Anyway, so I'll get back to the story. So the Acharonim loved the Minchas Chinuch. Later Acharonim, Rav Chaim, all the Rosh Hashivas loved the Minchas Chinuch, but this particular piece of Minchas Chinuch, they all disagree with. So it's Reb Shimon Shkop in his Sefer, in Shari Yosher, disagrees with the Mechas Chinuch for the following. He disagrees with him based on the lumdus of Mitzvah B'Aveira. So Shimon, the din of Mitzvah B'Aveira is not a psul ha-gavra. It's not a fact that the person is in Yaitzin Mitzvah. It's a psul ha-cheftza, a mitzvah, an object that that's a guzzle, something that's stolen, is a psul ha-cheftza. It's not just a technicality, I can't be Yaitzin Mitzvah. It's mamash a psul ha-cheftza. Says the Moshul Adavadayma, says Reb Shimon, what's the mock of a mitzvah of Yaveira? So the Gemara learns out from a posuk, Vaveisim, Shamas, a gozel, Pisech, Vese, Iver. The posuk in Malachi compares bringing stolen animal for Karbonis, it's like bringing an animal that's a Balmum. A Balmum is a posul korban, is a psul haguf, the chefza, the korban. So he said, if the mock of the swas of mitzvah of Yaveira is ultimately compared to a Balmum, so it should be halachic like a Balmum also, it should be a psul haguf, not just a psul gavra. So the Ephraim Shimon says, just from the mere fact that mitzvah b'aveira is a posel, that should have been enough. The posel sukkah also. So back to square one. Right? The whole shtickle to the Mechas Chinuch was that the psul of mitzvah b'aveira was only a psul agavra, not a psul achefza, so therefore it wouldn't apply to sukkah. So the Shimon says it's not true. The whole thing is not true. Then on the other end, skip a few years later, so Rav Leizer Shach has in his sefer in Avi Ezri, he also has a tine against the Mechas Chinuch. Whereas Rav Shimon had a taina on the nature of the din of mitzvah of Yaveira, Rav Shach has a taina on what the maskan of Sukkah Gezula is. According to Mechas Chinuch, the chiddush ha-toyer of Sukkah Gezula is that it's mamash apsul cheftza. I would have thought it's just a din in the gavra, it's a mitzvah of Yaveira, kamash bulan, it's a psul cheftza. It's mamash like eating in the house, it's like eating with tzchach posel. So says Rav Shach, is that true? Lamaisa, you have a stolen sukkah. Is that a psul ha-cheftza? It means after the exerce gosel. So zayin is exerce gosel. Sukkah gezula. Sukkah gustasa l'chol l'may tzukkah gezula. So the nature of that psul is that it's a psul ha-cheftza. It's a very, very odd psul cheftza. You know why? What if the original balabas would come and eat in the sukkah? Is he yaitzei the mitzvah? Of course he's yaitzei the mitzvah. It's not a stolen sukkah for him. It's only a stolen sukkah for me. So I stole the sukkah. I can't be yaitzei. But if he wants to eat in the sukkah, he can eat in it. It's a psul ha-cheftza. So where do we find such a thing? You have an esrog. So either the esrog is kosher, the esrog is pasul. If the esrog's got a hole, it's pasul. It's pasul for me. It's pasul for you. It's pasul for you. It's pasul for you. And the tefillin, I'm missing a word. So the pasul for me, the pasul for you, the pasul for everybody. Where do we? Hechem shemana davzim yoylam. You have a chefta that for some people it's kosher, for some people it's pasul. So that seems to undermine the entire din of psula chefta.
Shini rishus doesn't mess it up for
everybody else. Shini rishus. Well, that's already a common issue. You could potentially be koinin. If you do a yush and a shinri shos, then it'll be yours. Then you can be yours. It's not even called a sugzul anymore. But then Roshach has another cash. He says, according to the Mechas Chinuch, that a stolen suk is now a psul chavtza. It's mamash a psul aguft is really a psul in the chavtza. So says Roshach, I'm going to throw out the following question to you, which was alluded to before in the question before. What's the din in the following case? I steal schach, I steal the walls, I steal the schach, I put the whole sukkah up. I'm about to go into the sukkah, and then I realize, I go out, it's a sukkah gzula. No big deal. And the guy comes over to me, the guy who I stole from, he says, listen, you know, I know it really wasn't nice that you stole my sukkah, you know, it's 3 days after Yom Kippur. I'm Michael to you, listen, I'm a nice guy. It's like the story with the Chafetz Chaim, the famous mice with the Chafetz Chaim. But somebody once attacked the Chafetz Chaim. I guess they didn't know it was Chafetz Chaim. They mugged him, they stole him, they told a couple of, how much money did the Chafetz Chaim have altogether? So they stole a couple of kopecks, I don't know. They stole something from him. So the Chafetz Chaim started running after the Ganav. He said, what's he running after the Ganav for? He said, I'm running after the Ganav. A Michael. He wanted to make sure the Ganav knew that he was Michael. So he said, the Ganav shouldn't feel bad. So it's an interesting story. It's against the Tefillah Zacha, because in Tefillah Zacha we say that we're asking Mechila from anybody except for someone who we still have a time and didn't tire against. So the Chavetz Chaim was above and beyond already. The story of the Chavetz Chaim was above and beyond the Tefillah Zacha. Anyway, get back to this.
So does it make a difference that he stole?
Also, again, I want to leave out the Bavakam part. Maybe next year we'll talk about the Gazela part. There's a lot of lumdus in whether he stole the whole thing, he stole part of the things, he put it together. That's a very issue. It becomes very complicated. We'll try to streamline that. Assuming it's a stolen sukkah. So a guy in the mice stole the sukkah. So Reuven steals the sukkah, and he's about to go sit in the sukkah. And Shimon walks up and says, listen, Reuven, I'm Michael, you sukkah, enjoy it, have a good yontif, and leave me alone. So now what's the din? Can Reuven now sit in the sukkah? Why not? Why can't he sit in the sukkah? It's not a gazul anymore. Maybe it's a problem. You know what's the problem? Passive lomer osoi. You have to build the sukkah. You have to build the components of a sukkah so it can't come down by itself. You can't form a sukkah by itself. Let's say, for example, you have a whole sukkah in the first prayer of sukkah. You have a big pile of hay. And the person comes and he starts carving out the hay and he carves out an area for him to sit in. So now he just formed the schach. So before he did this, it wasn't schach. He, by carving out the middle, all of a sudden creates schach. It's like the chak tochos of, then we talk about that also, Rosh Hashanah, right? When the Rosh Hashanah, the chak tochos, like you form the letter without actually forming the letter, by removing the excess on the outside. So that's the possible bit of Torah. Taslav and also, you have to put the sukkah together. We had a shot of Taslav and also the other day in the mezuzah. The Gemara says in Menachah that Taslav and also applies to mezuzah as well. So let's say if a person puts up a mezuzah on a doorpost before the doorpost is connected to the wall, and then after he takes the whole thing and nails it onto the wall, so that's no good because it wasn't. You have to put the mezuzah on when it's already chayev in mezuzah. So we had a small technical shaila and involved some serious hockey game downstairs. So in the process of something in the middle of a game or something, the doorpost fell down. The doorpost, the whole thing fell down. So the I don't know if anyone noticed, but the door to the basement for a couple of weeks was hanging by the hinges, as they say. It was part of the Ruvel Oymeh, to quote a sugi from Hilchos Erevin. So Lamaisa, the guy, somebody came to fix it for us finally. So I was wondering when he put it back on. So he just took the whole thing and he put the whole thing with the mezuzah and everything right back onto the door, right back onto the wall. So I realized, wait a second. I said that might be a problem. I said if it really wasn't connected, it was really hanging on. So then it could be at that time it was takapata from mezuzah. So now he put him on. It was a tassel and also. Also, he said I took the mezuzah off and I put it back on again. So without a bracha because I wasn't sure that it was really disconnected. I don't know. I said put up the mezuzah. Fine. So in Hilchos Sukkah also there's a din of Tassel and Asli. So Shach says, would anybody say that this sukkah is a Tassel and Asli? He said, it doesn't make any sense. He said, There's nothing wrong with the sukkah per se. It's a din in the gavra. It's a psula gavra, sukkah gazula. The sukkah's kasha, right? The other guy considered the sukkah. So what do you mean tassel nosa? Tassel nosa is when the schepta of the sukkah wasn't made properly. So would anybody say such a thing? It doesn't make any sense. Everyone says such a thing. So the chayra, we can be ma'ira on the Rosh Hach's comment against the Mechaz Chinuch. There's a mishnebura in Hilchos Tzitzis, not Hilchos Sukkah, in Hilchos Tzitzis, where the Be'halacha quotes a possibility from some Achronim that you would say that, Hilchos Tzitzis. But Tzitzis is also the Din of Tassel Omer Asoi. If the Tzitzis are connected before the Beged's Chayav, let's say, there's a common shot of a beged that's ripped or something, and it's not chayv in tzitzis, it's not a shear of a beged. I put the strings on, and then I sew up the hole. That's no good, because when I put the strings on, so the beged wasn't chayv. That's called tassel nosa, it's possible in a Torah. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes some achronim who say that if you steal strings, and you put them onto a beged, and then you buy the strings from the guy who you stole from, the tzitzis would be possible. That's also called tassel nosa. So that which Rosh Hach said is, Eyavsha, you can't say such a thing. The Bihaloch quotes one Acharonim Taka says such a thing. So it's an interesting machlek, it's a conceptual machlek, you see, between Rav Shach and these Acharonim in the Mishnah Berurah. Is that called the Tassel and Asri or not? It's very lomdish and lomdish Shaila. So just to conclude, that I was thinking about the Shaila, I very rarely, especially Matzah Yom Kippur, I had a quote from a movie, but it was Ushpizen, the movie Ushpizen. Anyone saw Ushpizen? No, nobody saw Ushpizen. So it was a movie about, from a movie of Brest of Chassid, you know, he buys a fancy yesterday. I can't tell you a story about the movie. It was a from movie. It was a Heimish movie. Fine. So one of the things that happens in the middle of the story is that by mistake he takes a part of a sukkah. He takes boards from takes the schach from someone who he thought had discarded the sukkah, and he builds himself a whole sukkah. And he doesn't realize it was a stolen sukkah. And then in the middle of sukkah, so all of a sudden he finds out that the sukkah was stolen. So that's part of the main theme of the sukkah. It's all upset and the whole story. He ended up sitting in a stolen sukkah. So if I'm not mistaken, so it's my wife. Maybe watched a couple years ago. So if I'm not mistaken, I think the original owner of the sukkah, so comes to him and he says, "Don't worry, I'm Michael, you can keep the sukkah." And so that scene ends like that. Fine. So he continues eating the sukkah. So I wasn't, the only part of the movie that interested me was that particular scene. So I commented, and my wife wasn't that excited about this part, but I said that, I think, stop the video for a second, that scene is a machlekes between Rav Shach and the Mishnah Berurah. I said, is that sukkah really kosher or not? That may be a tassel of Omer Asri. No. So, achol panim, the din is that a sukkah gzulas psula, and the din is a mitzvah vera is a problem. How everything works out, and but it's a psula gavra, psula chepsa, lomdesal, in there. But the important part to walk away from the whole sugya is the lesson that we said last night, to reinforce it on Matzah Yom Kippur also, that the Baruch Hashem, we have an opportunity to do mitzvahs, and sukkah, and lulav, so many of the mitzvahs, exciting mitzvahs, so we should be careful, not just in terms of gzula, obviously, we should be careful when we do mitzvahs, that we shouldn't make other people upset when I'm doing our mitzvahs. Our mitzvah should bring simcha, and should bring shalom into the world. We should try to, everybody should enjoy our mitzvahs as much as we hopefully enjoy them as well, and the Baruch Hashem should help us to be able to perform his mitzvahs properly. Okay.